This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare News and Scoliosis channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Ted Bird, the chairman of APFIX, a commercial stage company headquartered in Israel that has developed a minimally invasive alternative for treating scoliosis in kids. The current standard of care is the most invasive surgery in spine, leaving kids with a stiff spine for life. Now children in Europe are benefiting from approval of APFIX as a non-fusion treatment of scoliosis. Mr. Bird, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So tell us, what is adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, or AIS?
Adolescent idiopathic scoliosis is an abnormal curvature of the spine that appears in late childhood or adolescence. Instead of growing straight, the spine develops a side-to-side curvature, usually in an elongated S or a C shape. And the bones of the spine are also slightly twisted or rotated. It appears during the adolescent growth spurt at a time when children are growing rapidly. In many cases, the abnormal spinal curve is stable, although in some children, the curve is progressive, meaning it becomes more severe over time. For unknown reasons, severe and progressive curves occur more frequently in girls than in boys.
Tell us, what is APFIX? Where is it approved for use currently?
APFIX is a minimally invasive surgical approach for correction of adolescent scoliosis. The system, we refer to it as an internal brace system because it is a non-fusion alternative compared to long spine fusion for severe curves of the spine. It's an option for those patients that have, first of all, the severity of scoliosis is measured in degrees that are called Cobb angles. And when that angle up to 20 degrees of curve is treated non-surgically by physiotherapy, for curves that are between 20 and 35 degrees, the treatment is usually a brace, where the goal is to stop the curve progression. Once, if a curve does progress over 35 degrees, the surgical treatment option to prevent that progression today is a long spinal fusion for those degrees that go up 45 degrees or more. So the APFIX system is an option for those patients that have a Cobb angle between 40 and 55 degrees, and it's aimed to reduce the curve to a point where the risk of deformity progression is very low. Basically, there's two phases of the approach. First phase is in implanting surgically the APFIX system, which in comparison to the conventional fusion surgical procedure is much less invasive. The second phase is post-operatively, after surgery, a gradual correction of the deformity by means of physiotherapy treatment done by the patient at home. So after the operation, hospitalization usually is just a couple of days. 2 weeks after the surgery, the patient will be educated to do 5 or 6 simple exercises at home, and then physiotherapy is continued until sufficient correction is gained, typically in a 3 to 6 month period. The system is an implant that has a simple mechanism which maintains any minor correction gained by the patient. After the minimal gradual correction, the soft tissues are allowed to adapt to the new situation, and physiotherapy is continued until sufficient correction is gained. This is in contrast to a long spine fusion operation with intraoperative correction of the spine at one aggressive operation, where some spinal mobility is permanently lost, With the ApiFix system, the mobility of the individual vertebrae of the spine are maintained. Today, it is approved for use in Europe and in Israel with the CE mark, and that's where it's being used today.
Why do spine surgeons prefer ApiFix to treat their adolescent patients' scoliosis?
The main reason, the advantage of ApiFix is that it is a motion-preserving alternative, surgical alternative, instead of motion arresting with a fusion procedure. For the properly selected patient, it spares the patient from undergoing that aggressive major operation that affects that patient for the rest of their life. So it's quick. It's about an hour instead of 4 to 6 hours operation. It's also a smaller incision, and the hospitalization time for the patient is much less, 2 to 3 days versus 6 to 7 days with a long spinal fusion.
Certainly some good news there. Today we are with Ed Bird, the chairman of ApiFix, a commercial stage company headquartered in Israel that has developed a minimally invasive alternative for treating scoliosis in kids, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare News and Scoliosis Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Ed, why do adolescent patients prefer that their spine surgeon use ApiFix to treat their scoliosis? I guess it's a no-brainer, but I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, the disease of AIS, or adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, is one, you know, as I mentioned earlier, primarily is seen these progressive curves in girls. So it's the families that are seeking an alternative to the major impact of a long spinal fusion on their daughters, on their child. And so they're usually seeking out an alternative. And either they'll choose not to undergo the surgery and continue to try and monitor and brace that curve. But if it gets progressed to a certain level, there's, you know, it has to be addressed. The advantage, obvious advantage, is a small incision, a faster operation, a faster recovery time, and most importantly, the ability to maintain motion through a non-fusion operation. So if the patient is a ballerina or a volleyball player and wants to get back to maintaining that normal motion of their spine, this is an option in a very minimally invasive surgical approach that that doesn't burn any bridges in terms of, you know, opportunities to still correct the curve if it continues to aggressively curve, you know, later on.
Ted, if we know someone who is going to have scoliosis surgery, what should we tell them about ApiFix?
I think it's important for ApiFix patients to understand the full scope of the disease as well as the treatment alternatives. Now, today, ApiFix is only available in Europe with the CE mark, and in Israel, there is a very carefully controlled clinical trial and study going on with the system, where we have over 60 patients now, up to 3 years, you know, out, in their results, excellent. And we are in the process with the FDA for getting approval, getting clearance by the FDA to have the system used in the U.S. That is likely to be another a year to 2 year time frame to get that through the process. But in the meantime, the patient or their families can go to our website, www.apifix.com, and take a look and contact us if they're interested, or if they're based in Europe or wanted to inquire about one of the sites in Europe or in Israel.
Well, Mr. Bird, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. This is certainly good news for those that are suffering from scoliosis, and we certainly appreciate your time here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Ted Bird, the chairman of AP Fix, a commercial stage company headquartered in Israel that has developed a minimally invasive alternative for treating scoliosis in kids. And once again, the website of reference is apfix.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare news and scoliosis channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.